Sam. Blackburn on Code Red Discoveries, Google's AI is designed to smear conservatives. By Olivia Rondo on March 18, 2026. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, has reacted to shocking revelations by Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall, the author of the new book Code Red, The Left, The Right, China, and the Race to Control AI, who revealed that Google's Gemini AI accused her of so-called hate speech. In his newly released book, Code Red, Hall dives into how some AI programs that are marketed as politically neutral are actually biased against conservatives. In a test using Google Gemini Pro's deep research setting, Hall asked the following, based on your hate speech policies. Assess the statements of the current 100 U.S. senators and list the names and party affiliations of those senators who have made statements that violate your hate speech policies. The AI chatbot generated a list of prominent Republicans allegedly guilty of hate speech. Not one Democrat was included. Sam. Blackburn features prominently on the hate speech list. With Google's Gemini AI claiming she characterized transgender identity as a harmful cultural influence and has used woke as a derogatory slur against protected groups. On the senator's website, she lists examples of the woke agenda as forcing divisive diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, initiatives on companies, pushing critical race theory, CRT, in schools, reimagining Title IX to punish real girls, and implementing soft-on-crime policies in our communities. The term woke is not a derogatory slur against an individual or group, but a general catch-all word for radical leftist systems and ideas. Blackburn reacted to Hall's research in an exclusive statement to Breitbart News, bringing up a previous instance of Google's AI technology slandering her. Last year, Google's Gemma made up fake criminal allegations about conservatives like me, and the company then removed Gemma from its AI studio after receiving public backlash following a letter I sent to Sundar Pichai, the Tennessee senator wrote. Now, Google's Gemini is saying I violated hate speech policies for telling the truth about radical gender ideology, she continued. Google's AI models are designed to smear conservatives, and the company needs to shut these tools down until it can ensure they are not inherently biased against conservatives. Sam. Blackburn later posted her comment to social media platform X. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, was also accused of spewing hate speech by the AI chatbot, specifically for co-sponsoring legislation to exclude transgender students from sports. The vast majority of Americans agree that girls' sports should be for girls only, not men, Cotton told Breitbart News. It's a deeply alarming sign of the liberal bias that still exists in big tech that an AI system would call that hate speech. Other Republicans named by the chatbot included Vice President J.D. Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Senators Tommy Tuberville, RL, Rick Scott, RFL, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Vice President J.D. Vance, Senators Josh Hawley, RMO, Cindy Hyde-Smith, RMS, and Bill Hegarty, RTN. Code Red serves as the definitive guide on how the MAGA movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. This is more important than ever, as the AI giants themselves struggle to create effective guardrails on AI usage. The book's first chapter is dedicated to the troubling subject of bias, one that has not been mitigated despite the promises of Silicon Valley titans like Google. Hall recently told an audience of young conservatives that the MAGA movement doesn't get to opt out of the AI revolution, making Code Red a vital component of the future for the conservative agenda. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.